Hello. Welcome to another session of Living Clay, Nature's Own Miracle Cure. I'm Perry A., your host for today, the author of the book Living Clay, Nature's Own Miracle Cure, Calcium Bentonite Clay. We do have some leftover questions from last time. Briefly, I'm going to say that clay is volcanic ash that has been charged with energy from the volcano as it was being birthed as ash. It has aged in inland rivers, lakes, or seabeds over millions of years to become different types of clay. Today we're talking about calcium bentonite clay, which is widely becoming known as an alternative healing clay, though it had been used for thousands and thousands of years as far as we can go back in time and record, even through storytelling, as a natural remedy for people. And now we're coming back to it because it's so safe and the side effects are benefits. They're not dangerous. So today we're going to be talking about clay. I have some questions from last week that were sent that I will start with. One question is, how long does it take clay internally to help alkalize the blood body when it doesn't leave the digestive tract? Well, that's a very interesting question. Clay has ways of doing things that are mysterious to all of us. It is not absorbed into the bloodstream. He's correct. It doesn't leave the digestive tract. But the body sends enzymes to take out what it needs from the clay, such as the oxidase and diastase enzyme that causes it to enrich the blood and stop anemia even when it's not absorbed into the bloodstream. So there are many things about clay that remain a mystery, and this is just one of them. My best guess is that since clay is homeostatic and it brings about balance, it may alkalize some of the food we eat, just a guess. All I know for sure is that it lowers people's overall pH and then it works. Will clay paste put in the mouth at night remove the plaque buildup on the teeth? Well, brushing with it, you would have a better chance. Clay paste is slippery and it doesn't stay in place like the wet dry powder. Putting the powder in helps pull the bacteria out from under the gums, and it reduces that plaque buildup. Brushing with it, you can put some toothpaste on your toothbrush, put some hydrated clay or dry clay and brush with it, and it polishes the teeth and it keeps that plaque from building up, and mainly because it works on the bacteria too. Now, to put clay in your mouth at night, I take the back of my toothbrush and take a ridge of the dry powdered clay, pull my cheek out and deposit it between the teeth and the gums. And the saliva wets the clay and holds it in place where it'll stay in place all night. And then in the morning you just rinse your mouth out and brush your teeth with a little more clay. It's going to really help your teeth overall and probably build up your bone density in your jaw. When the paste is held in the mouth overnight as it is slowly swallowed while sleeping, will it help clean the thyroid gland? I kind of doubt that. It's going to slide down pretty quick. I don't know how you cleanse a thyroid gland. I know you can stimulate a thyroid gland, and if you want to try a poultice of hydrated clay directly on the gland, putting the hydrated clay on the area and covering it with some saran wrap or Glad press and seal, then that will help tremendously in stimulating the thyroid gland. We have a question from Megan in Virginia. Will drinking liquid clay have an effect on mercury fillings in your mouth? For about a week, I have been drinking 4 ounces of the liquid clay daily. I've started to notice the weird, almost metallic taste in my mouth that I can't seem to get rid of. It is starting to affect how my food tastes, and I'm wondering if I should stop taking the liquid clay if it might be pulling metals out of my fillings. It will pull the mercury out, excess mercury that may be leaking in your mouth. If the metal is a non-deteriorating metal, it won't bother it. Now, I have gotten fillings and in my mouth, and it is metal ones, gold fillings, crowns is what I'm trying to say. And it's never bothered them, and I do this pretty regularly, and I brush my teeth with clay nearly every day. I like to either put the hydrate on top of my toothpaste or some of the dry, and it really polishes my teeth. So I don't know what's causing the metallic taste. It may be you have some leaking mercury fillings, and in that case, it will capture the mercury and carry it out of the body before it's absorbed through the digestive tract into the bloodstream and into your body. So you want to start drinking it. You might swish with it in the morning. Just get a mouthful of clay and swish. But if you have mercury fillings, you really need to see about, go to your dentist, see if they might be leaking, and consider having them removed. Now, if you're going to have them removed, you definitely want to drink the clay before, afterwards, and take some with you. They may give you something, but you want to rinse your mouth out after they're doing their drilling and swish with clay. And let me see if I can refresh here and find some other questions. I think this one was from last week. Karen in Brighton, Michigan said, is it advisable to take a probiotic when one is taking clay every day? It's perfectly all right to do that. Clay will affect some of the bacteria, but not all of it. It's all about balance, and it's just looking for the positive charge bacteria. Most of your positive bacteria are your viruses, your fungus, your molds, your infections, your diseases. So if you want to take a probiotic along with it, that's perfectly all right, and it sounds like you'd feel more confident doing that. So whatever brings you peace of mind, please do that. All right, I have an interesting article I would like to discuss with you, and it's concerning the pollution along the Gulf coastline, the air pollution from the oil spill. And it's talking about the volatile organic compounds that are emitted from gases from certain solids or liquids. So this raw oil floating out there with the heat of the sun lets off fumes or plumes of gases, and then the Gulf Coast winds brings them into the shore. Now, these chemicals are going to be deposited on your gardens, on your fruits, your vegetables, your crops. There may be long-term effects from adverse health effects from all of this, and it's going to be for quite a while. So if you have relatives living in the Louisiana area, see if you can convince them to start taking clay to detox and cleanse. Even wash their food with a little clay water. Soak it and wash your vegetables in clay water because it can pull out the toxic chemicals. The finding was very interesting. It said the finding shows that levels of some airborne chemicals have far exceeded the state standards and what's considered safe for human exposure. For its instance, hydrogen sulfide has been detected at concentrations of more than 100 times greater than the known level to cause physical reaction in people. 100 times more, that's quite a jump. Among the health effects from hydrogen sulfide exposure are eye and respiratory irritation, as well as nausea, dizziness, confusion, and headaches. So this can build up and really add to something. 100 times is quite high. The concentration threshold for people to experience physical symptoms from hydrogen sulfide is about 5 to 10 parts per billion. but as recently as last Thursday, the EPA measured levels of 1,000 parts per billion. The highest levels of airborne hydrogen sulfide measured so far were May the 3rd at 1,192 parts per billion. So that's quite of an increase. Now, your safety level is 5 to 10 parts per billion. So you see what's happening to the air down there. The testing data also shows the volatile organic chemicals, VOC, far exceed Louisiana's own ambient air standards. The ambient air standard in Louisiana for benzene, for example, which is a byproduct of fuel, is 3.76 parts per billion, while the standard methane chloride is 61.25 parts per billion. Air test results show VOC concentrates is far above these standards. The highest level detected to date were April 30th with 3,084 parts per billion. And the last test done on May 2nd was 3,416 parts per billion. So people, this is a serious concern. Not only are we breathing this in, it's landing on our skin, on our vegetables, on the plants. The crops, the livestock are going to eat them. It's going to contaminate our food supply. Our seafood supply has already been contaminated, and it, you know, this effect is going to affect, kill off just a whole lot of our sea life from the pollution below. What can we do? Like I said, I would start taking clay baths. I look at pictures of these people that are down there trying to control the sludge and get it captured, and they're not wearing masks, and some of them aren't even wearing rubber gloves. These people need protection. It's going to get on their skin just from the fumes. I recommend taking clay baths. I would take clay baths. If I were doing that work, first of all, I'd wear a mask so I couldn't breathe the fumes. And then every day when I got home, I would take a clay bath, and I'd be drinking the clay. It's sort of like radiation exposure. It gets on your skin. You don't feel it doing any damage or going in, but it is absorbed through the skin. And you want to get that stuff off of you. Clay will pull those out. Now, clay, as you know, many of you know, and some of you who may be listening in that are new, clay is a very strong detoxant, and it will pull the toxins into the clay molecule. And you will see the benefits from it detoxing the heavy metals that are stored in the body. We need to be diligent. Now, this stuff is in the Gulf Coast now, but it's feared that it's going to catch in the Gulf Stream and be carried up the eastern seaboard. So they're trying to stop it, but it hasn't stopped yet. And we need to do something. I can't talk now. I had somebody come to my door. We need to do something to control it and help preserve our health as much as possible. I have another question here. It says, my nephew has an ulcer. I gave him some clay, and he said he vomited. Is that normal? If he has a stomach ulcer or an irritation, sometimes the first dose that might be that way. The ulcer is very acidic, the acidic reaction. He needs to sort of sip on it slowly and keep taking it. I'm assuming this is a stomach ulcer. And if he's very acidic, the alkalizing effect hitting the stomach all at once with a lot of buildup of acidity can cause a little nausea. But have him keep sipping on it till it calms down. I know with food poisoning, that's sometimes a reaction. I had food poisoning one time, and I kept sipping on the clay, and when I first took it, I was a little nauseous. but I just kept sipping on it until the diarrhea and the vomiting stopped, which took about 15 minutes. So it had to balance and alkalize the poison in your system and the acidity. So I think that's one of the problems that we have from that. So let's talk about, I don't have any more questions right now. I'll keep checking. Let's talk about some interesting testimonials we've had lately. Recently, I got a testimonial, and those of you on the Bout Clay site may have seen it. A gentleman in Israel had a birth defect, a port wine stain on his face, and he wanted to know if using the clay would help. And he was told to do, to cover the port wine stain with the hydrated clay and leave it on as much as, let it dry, wash it off, and do it again and do it daily. And he decided to go ahead and do his whole face while he was at it. And he even put the clay over his eyelids, and then he would lay down and leave it on for 20 minutes and allow it to dry. And when he washed it off, over time, he's noticed that people are commenting that the stain isn't as noticeable, so it's beginning to fade. People that have known him, and he said it was a very obvious birth defect, very strong. And people are commenting that it's more difficult to see. But in the meantime, after a couple of weeks of doing that, or maybe it was a couple of months, he does it daily. Every morning he puts the clay on, puts it over his eyes and his whole face, and lays there for 20 minutes and then washes it off. He said they've already are commenting to him about that he looks much younger. And his wife, who wanted no part of clay when he first started talking about it, has now decided that since he's getting the comments on looking younger, and since she's noticed that too, that now she's ready to try clay. So I love how that happens. And in addition to that, he noticed that his eyesight was better. Generally, he can't read the paper without the aid of eyeglasses, but his eyesight started getting better, and he discarded his glasses, and he doesn't have to use them to read the newspaper. Now, he has a brother who is 80 years old that had a similar problem, and he told him about it. He started doing the facials and over the eyelids, and in about 2 weeks he got to where he could read the paper without his aid of glasses. Now, this is something new to me, and I'm going to start trying it because I don't put it over my eyelids daily. I do it on occasion when I have allergy outbreaks and my eyes are itching. It's the only thing that will stop the itching. And I notice when I do put it over the eyelids and leave it for a while, when I wash it off, I see some pussy white matter in the corner of my eyes, and occasionally there's a string of stuff coming out of your eyes. So it's pulling some toxins and some stuff out. So that might be something that you would like to try. On this call, if you would like to ask a question, if you will press *2, it will show on my board, and I will be able to tell that you're there, and I can unmute you, and you can come on and ask your question. So if any of the callers have a question they would like to ask, please press *2. I'm going to go over to the question and answer board, see if we have anything else coming in. Georgia in Washington, D.C., do you have any information if clay is good for depression, anxiety, or a highly stressful life? Well, Georgia, clay is known to have a relaxing, sedative effect. People who start taking clay notice that I've had people with insomnia who haven't been able to sleep for over a year, and they have taken all sorts of prescription medicines and over-the-counter medicines with no help. But after 3 days of taking the clay internally and taking clay baths, they're sleeping like a baby. I think a clay bath is maybe one of the best things for something like this. children with autism have been noticed to have remarkable improvement in their temperament. They're more relaxed, easygoing. Their communication skills increase, and they're more verbal, and they're more willing to make eye contact. Children with high degrees of autism avoid eye contact and communicate very irregularly. So it's a noticeable improvement, but they also said that it has a calming effect on them. So from that, I'm thinking it's darn sure worth a try. And if you have a high stressful lifestyle, you're going to need the help with giving yourself quality time, calming down, doing a little meditation and deep breathing every now and then, and getting recentered is what I call it. But in the meantime, I would start taking the clay internally, and maybe once or twice a week take a good clay bath. For this, for heavy metals, we recommend 2 cups of the powder clay, and there is a video on www.livingclayco.com. If you'll go to the site map and click on mixing directions, it will take you a video showing you how to mix the clay for the clay bath and for taking it internally. And those videos have simplified it. It's very easy to do, and once you see the video, you'll be able to do it yourself. I think for your case, 1 cup of clay for a bath would be sufficient, and I would try a couple of times a week. You can do them every night. I have people that do them 3 times a week, 4 times a week, and it's not going to hurt your plumbing. Now, that's one of the questions that's always asked. Will it hurt my plumbing? We've had reports of people that generally have plumbing problems several times a year, and one lady has an autistic child who takes 3 clay baths a week, and she said ever since she's been using the clay, she hadn't had to have the plumber out, and that's been over a year. So no, it's beneficial to that, and if you have a septic tank, it won't hurt your septic tank. It's not going to fill it up with mud. It's not going to kill out your bacteria. We had a septic contractor specialist come out, and he used clay, and he said that it was perfectly safe to use in your septic tank. So I think that will help you on your question. And I have another question. What about venereal warts? How would you treat this? I would put the clay on topically. A wart is a virus, and clay draws viruses to it. Generally, clays, warts typically, like on the palm of your hand or on your fingers or something, they will come off in a week if when you keep the hydrated clay on them as much as possible. They just dry up and fall off. I had someone call the other day about a plantar's wart. A plantar's wart is a deeply embedded wart up into the foot. Now, she's going to try putting a clay poultice on at night and keeping it, the wet clay right over the area, and seeing if it will help draw out a plantar's wart. Since they're deeply embedded, it might be a little more difficult. So hopefully before long I'll have a testimony on that. Now then, I have one from Sharon in Fort Collins, Colorado. Hi, Sharon. I think we've talked before. She said, I've been taking activated charcoal and I'm wondering if clay would take its place. Yes, activated charcoal and clay are similar in a lot of their properties, but remember, clay captures what it holds and what it draws out. Both of them stop diarrhea, and nausea, things of that nature. But the clay is much easier to work with, and the black chalky powder of the charcoal gets over everything. And I really think the clay water is easier to drink than the charcoal water. So definitely it will replace it, and you will probably have many more benefits along with it. Making the paste of the clay and putting it on insect bites, any kind of insect bites. I've heard stories of people being bitten by poisonous snakes and having clay nearby, and they would put the clay on there and didn't even go to the doctor. Now, I'm not going to recommend that because a poisonous snake bite is a very serious thing. And I don't know what type of clay you have on hand if you're going down to a river. In this case, the gentleman went down to the river and got clay out of the riverbank and put it on the snake bite, and it pulled the poison out. He'd been bitten three times by copperheads. I don't know how he couldn't stay away from them, but I guess he was in an area that had lots of copperheads. So any kind of insect bites or stings from scorpions, jellyfish stings, nothing hardly puts out the jellyfish sting bite, but clay is very soothing and it draws the venom out. Now, the key to insect bites is you want to get it on as quick as possible so it can start pulling the venom out before it spreads and gets, you know, into the blood and up into the area and swelling. But even if you have to put it on later, you'll feel the benefits. So, let's see, we have a question here from Margo in Portland. Can holding clay on the gums overnight loosen crowns or non-metallic fillings? No. It's not going to pull your crowns off or your fillings out. Those are non-degrading metals, and it's not like a heavy metal that's in your bloodstream. And this is a solid metal. It's totally different from the heavy metals. Like mercury is considered a heavy metal on the periodic chemical chart. So is lead, but it's not the ore that it pulls and draws. It's a chemical breakdown of the element. So no, it will not hurt your fillings. I'm living proof of that because I've used it many times. I have a new grandson, 4 weeks old, and he has been having trouble pooping in his diapers. There's a typo in here, and I'm sure I'm not reading it right. It says he has been having trouble pooping in his diaper. He tries really hard. Can I give him clay? Yes. Clay is also beneficial for acid reflux. I would put a half a teaspoon of the liquid clay in his milk bottle and give it to him that way, and just monitor and see if it helps it. In many cases, it helps regulate children, particularly the autistic children. When they're taking the clay, the moms say they notice that that they start having regular bowel movements like three times a day in some cases, which is what we're supposed to do. You know, the minute we eat something, it's supposed to push something out, and most of us are lucky if we have one a day. So getting that cleansed out will help. He doesn't need much, just like a fourth to a half a teaspoon in his milk, and see how he's doing with that. So thank you for that question. My grandson started taking, his first solid food was clay, so that was interesting. Let's see who's on the phone if we have any. We do have a question here from someone in Wisconsin. I'm going to unmute you.
I was just wondering, for like they call liver spots on the face or the neck, I got that now. Would that help like the fellow with the port wine problem?
Yes, not only that, for liver spots, just drinking the clay helps tremendously.
Okay.
We had a young lady that had twins, and she had liver spots afterward. It's sort of a hormone imbalance sometimes. And she started drinking the clay, and she noticed that they just went completely away just from drinking it. So I would try both topically and drinking it.
Okay. Okay.
It's sort of an imbalance in the system, and clay is good for balancing that.
Okay.
And thank you for your question.
Thank
you. Anything else?
No.
All right. If anyone else would like to ask a question, if you'll press star 2, We can bring that up. I'll see you and be able to click on it and have you on to discuss your question. We go back to question and answers. We're clear right now. One of the most unusual testimonies that I've ever had, and I'm still trying to figure out how Clay helped this child. He was a young man, a teenager, who had a hereditary glaucomic birth defect, and when he was 7 years old, they didn't realize what it was until it had advanced, and he was blind. And he had been blind since he was 7 years old. He got to be a teenager, and he started getting severe pain attacks behind the eyes. And glaucoma is a pressure disease of the eyes. And they had operated on him 20 times to try to find some relief for this. And the pain was so severe, they had to give him pain pills, and he would miss school. He would just have to come home and go to bed with his pain pills until he slept it off, and it went away. The doctors finally said the only thing they knew to do was remove his eyes from his sockets. Now, this boy went to public school. He was in the band. You know, he lived as normal a life as he could, given his disability. And the parents heard us on the Power Hour radio show talking about Clay. They ordered some of the clay, and the day it got there, he was having a pain attack. And they didn't even mix it up. They took a tablespoon of the powdered clay, put it in a glass, stirred it real good, and had him sip on it slowly. 15 minutes later, the pain attack had subsided and gone away. A week later, it happened again, and they did the same thing. And it went away, and they called me. And I suggested that they pre-mix the liquid and keep it on hand for him. So all he has to go by and do is take that bottle and drink some every day. And we put him on the detox regime at first, which is drinking 2 ounces 2 to 3 times a day for 14 days. This gets rid of parasites. It cleanses the lower colon. It gets that old fecal matter lodged in the crevices pulled out and flushed out of the system so you can absorb more minerals and nutrients from the food you eat. After that, his maintenance level, he was able to drink 1 ounce a day, and the last time I talked to him, he hadn't had a pain attack in over a year. Now, how Clay does this, I don't know. It's one of the mysteries. There are many mysteries about how Clay works that have boggled scientists and physicists and chemists for years. The Indians say it has a primordial wisdom and that it knows where to go and what to work. And if you ever put it on an open wound, a bruise, a scrape, you put the clay on there, and when it dries and you try to wash it off, there's some areas where the clay won't let go. Even when I do a facial, the little areas around my nose that are real oily, the clay just, I'm in the shower and I'm washing real good, and I wash those areas with the wash rag, and I get out, and inevitably I still have clay there. So when that happens, don't worry about it. Just leave the clay there and put more clay on. It's not through yet. It's still working. It still has a magnetic charge there. It's still drawing something out. So when you notice when you're washing it off some areas that it wants to stick to, it's still working. And when it gets full, it will let go. So that's one of the uniquenesses about clay. Let me see if we have any more questions coming in. Okay, I have another question from a P. Cassio in Tennessee. Hello there. Are you on the air? I guess we lost our caller there. I'm sorry, I was on the question page and talking and didn't notice you were on the line, and you must have let go of the call. Okay, if anybody has a call, press *2, and it will show up on my telephone board. Now, in talking about testimonials and how clay works, we've had very much success with people, diabetics, that have ulcers on their feet and legs that won't heal and are facing amputation. The problem with diabetics is they have slow circulation. And when the circulation isn't flowing, the limbs have problems, the lower limbs. And doctors don't know what to do, and oftentimes we've had several cases where they had been in the hospital for as much as 3 weeks on antibiotics and the ulcerated wound still wouldn't heal. One lady was in a rest home, and a friend of hers knew about clay and took her some, and she had the wherewithal to mix her clay with a little olive oil because her skin is real thin, and when it dries, it was kind of pulling, so she made it more moist. She kept the clay on the open wound, and within a week, it had started healing. They saw progress, and so they didn't do the amputation, and she had everyone in that rest home using clay for their arthritis and for everything. She was a strong believer in it. There was another gentleman who was in the hospital, and they were the same situation. The doctors wanted to amputate. He had heard about the clay, and he wanted to try it. And the doctor said, well, that's fine, but you'll have to go home to do it. You can't do it in the hospital. And this is what we run up against with clay. It's not approved by the FDA. Your natural clays are not. Until you have the millions of dollars to have the testing done, they won't approve it and say you can use it for an insect bite. So we kind of have to go in the back door, and word of mouth is the best way to spread the news about clay. And these testimonials are so valuable in showing people different results and different ways to use the clay. And so he went home, and he had nurse care come in and help him apply the clay, and it healed the wound. Within 2 weeks, it was completely healed. And the circulation, he massages the clay on his feet and legs, lets it dry, washes it off. It stimulates. One of the things clay does is stimulate and draw circulation and blood flow. This pulling energy will pull the blood flow, and the blood flow, your blood has oxygen in it, and that's what's needed for cellular repair. So that's one of the ways it helps heal. It's amazingly quick on healing a burn or a cut or an open wound. We've had people who, after surgery, have applied the clay to the incision site, and it mended, and they recovered, and the doctors commented on how quickly their recovery process was. Now, in situations like that, you want to keep the clay wet, because if it dries, it might pull the stitches. So keep it wet. You can use, I like Glad Press and Seal. You can get this at the grocery store. It's right there with the saran wrap and the wax paper. It's called Glad Press and Seal. One side is a little bit tacky, and you can cut a square off and cut the size you want and just use it like for a Band-Aid. You put the clay in the middle and then leave a border around it on the skin, and it will keep the wet clay in place. And when you take it off, it's not as strong as a Band-Aid with the strong adhesive that almost takes a layer of your skin off. And some people are allergic to that adhesive. So Glad Press and Seal is a well-kept secret for the medical community in keeping poultices in place. I use it on my spine. I had a pinched sciatic nerve. I used a clay poultice on my spine day and night for 4 days. I would put fresh clay on at night, fresh clay on in the morning, and cut me a diagonal strip, cut the corners off, have a long diagonal strip, put the clay thickly in the middle, press it up against my spine, and wear it under my clothes all day. I was doing that, and I took a clay bath at night, and I did this for 4 days, and all of the pinching from the slipped disc was completely gone. and the pressure was relieved, and I was back to normal. I didn't have to take physical therapy and try to stretch these muscles out and get them to relax. Again, here's how the clay does relax the muscles. And in the relaxation process, it helps take out the tension that's often associated with the pain. That's one of the reasons the clay works as it does when you have like a headache, even migraine headaches. Sipping on the clay, taking a wash rag and saturating it in clay, wringing it out and laying it over your face and holding it up to your temple and their forehead and the area where the pain is the most severe, maybe behind your neck, but just leaving that clay on there. When you put clay on something topically, say a sprain, it takes the pain away because it begins to reduce the inflammation and relax the muscles. And this lets blood flow and oxygen come in that can help reduce the swelling, carry off the excess fluid from a sprain. So it's very beneficial to use on any kind of swelling area. If your knee is swollen, if you have arthritic knees, put the clay on, wrap it up, put it on there. Now, the Living Clay Company has a product called Muscle Rub that's really, really sweet for putting on topically. It's got tea tree oil and peppermint oil and jojoba oil in it. So it's like a mild icy hot, and you feel it for maybe 20 minutes after you apply it. You feel that soothingness. Oftentimes, sitting at the computer too often, using my mouse, I get tension and tightness in my right shoulder. And it starts at my shoulder and works up my neck. And I kind of get that achy crick in your neck. And I just take some clay and rub it on there. In about 10 minutes, it's loosened up and lightened up, and I can go back to clicking. So that's a good thing. What are some other interesting stories I've had? Burns. Burns are amazingly, it's just amazing if you have a burn, how quickly it soothes it and how it just vanishes the burn, and the next day you don't even see anything. A young boy that worked for us came to work on his motorcycle one day in the summer in shorts, and when he got off his bike, he hit the tailpipe with the calf of his leg, instantly had a huge red blistered area, and we got the clay on it immediately, put the wet clay on it, which is very cool. Clay is always cooler than the ambient temperature, and it was very cool to the area. And then we covered it and kept the wet clay on there. He put it on again that night. The next day, there was no more blistering, and you couldn't even see the burn mark. It just went away. I've experienced the same thing, hitting the oven or getting a kitchen burn. And you put the clay on immediately and keep it on there wet if you can, as long as it feels tender. Because when you put your hands in water and it still feels tender there, take it out, put more clay on. The next day, there's not even a burn mark, and the pain is gone. Simply amazing. The people with severe burns, one of the things they have to do is sort of scrub the burns and get the debris, the dead skin cells. Clay does that automatically. It does dislike dead skin cell, and it will pull it off. I've had sunburn and put the clay on, and the next day it just, that dead skin just rolls off. So I believe if they would be able to submerge somebody that was severely burned in a clay bath, just give them a sling and put them in a muddy clay and leave them in there. First thing it's going to do is I don't know how long it takes. I know it takes like a minute or less to stop the intense pain of a small burn. I think it would stop the pain, the shock, and it would debride the dead skin and speed up the healing of new skin and growth. I have seen a friend of mine hit a rock on a whitewater rafting trip and took a chunk out of his kneecap, a whole plug of flesh out. Well, he was out in the wilderness, but he had his clay, and he started putting it on, and he kept the wet clay on it every day. And within a week or so, it had healed, closed up the hole, and it just, it brings it together. He didn't have stitches or anything and barely left any scarring. It will reduce scar tissue from old scars if you've had surgery. There was a young girl that had had knee surgery for maybe over a year earlier, and she had this buildup of scar tissue, and she started putting the clay on the scar tissue topically, and it started going down and smoothing out and getting, instead of having a ridge of scar tissue there, it just smoothed out till it was level with the flesh. So let me go back over to my question board. I have a question from Tracy. Hi, Tracy. Tracy says, I understand clay relaxes muscles and brings circulation. My son has CP. I guess this is cerebral palsy. High tone spasticity. The back of his thighs, hamstrings are very tight. Should I put clay on the back of his legs and then the press and seal to hold it in place? I would try that, but I would also put it on his spine. Oftentimes, muscle contractions start with the muscles in the back, but they show up in the legs. So you might do a clay poultice on his spine and then put it on the back of his legs. And I don't know if he's taking clay internally, but sometimes taking it internally, I've had people who have had the jumpy leg syndrome. I don't know what you call it when the leg twitches. And said they noticed after they started taking the clay that they didn't have it anymore. So possibly, hopefully, it'll help with that. And please let me know if it does. Would love to get some feedback on that. Another question. Are you familiar with MMS, the mineral solution by Jim Humble? It is an oxidizer that reduces toxicity in the body. It is chlorine dioxide that is mixed with lemon to activate. I'm wondering if you feel this is safe, and if so, can this be used together with clay? I do know about it. I know that you've got to be careful and know what you're doing to use it, because you can get dangerous levels if you're not careful. I don't choose to use something like that when I have something as easy to use as clay that does the same thing. I know a lot of people it's really benefited from, and they like it, and, you know, to each his own. Using it together, I don't see something like this I wouldn't use together. I would use one, and then I would use the other. You don't know how chemicals are going to react together and what it's going to trigger. Some things, like magnesium absorbs into the body. It's called transdermal magnesium, and I'm not sure if this is a magnesium mineral solution, the MMS. I know you have to mix it with an acid to get it to the active state. And like I say, you know, if it's working for you, fine. You might want to try both at separate times because they might interact. A lot of people ask me about the topical magnesium, taking a clay bath and putting the magnesium oil in the bath. Well, magnesium penetrates in and clay draws out, so I think they would be conflicting. So I would do it at separate times if you want to do that. Okay, I have a question here from Carla in Wichita. Does clay remove internal parasites from pets and people? Yes, ma'am. And it usually takes about 3 days. We have a great testimonial from a lady that had some newborn pups, and she started them putting clay in their water. And when they were 6 weeks old, she took them into the vet for their exam and shots. And the vet was amazed when he examined them because he found no parasites in their fecal matter. And he said, I have never seen a case with young pups that didn't have parasites in their stool. And she just kind of giggled and said, well, I know why. I've been giving them clay water. Generally, you'll see them start coming out about 3 days noticeably. I had a gentleman with 3 olitharctic cats, and he started giving them the clay. And he said in 3 days, their energy level, they had revived. They were like young kittens playing and bouncing around. Plus, they had more energy, and he had seen evidence of the parasites coming out in their stools after 3 days. So very definitely, this is one of the benefits of clay. Pets like the clay. I've had old lethargic dogs. There was one dog that could no longer get up the stairs, couldn't jump on the furniture, and his favorite place in the whole world was on his their daughter's bed upstairs in her bedroom. And she started, her brother told her about the clay, and her brother's always into these new modalities and telling her she and her sister stuff to take, and she thought, okay, I'm going to try this on the dog first. I don't know if I want to drink dirt. Of course, she doesn't realize this is kind of sterile dirt with the magical energy in it. So she started giving it to the dog, and the third day she came down the stairs and she couldn't find the dog. And she thought, oh my gosh, I've killed the dog with that clay and he's gone off somewhere to die. Well, when she was carrying the laundry upstairs, as she walked down the hall, she heard this thump, 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 and pushed the door open in her daughter's room, and there was the dog up on the daughter's bed. So she called her sister and said, you know, I think our brother's got something with this clay. Let's start taking it. Let me tell you what it did for old Fido. So I thought that was an interesting article. Haley has a question about any help for endometriosis. You know, Haley, I don't know, but here's what I would do. Anything with an SIS, you know, trosis on the end is a sort of an inflammation. And since it reduces inflammation, I would take a douche and put about an ounce of clay water into a quart of water in your douche bag and douche with the clay water. Maybe every other day for a while and see if it doesn't start clearing up. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if it didn't help it. Okay, Georgia and Washington again. In order for one to take clay every day to have a healthy lifestyle altogether, what other tips would you suggest? I know you have mentioned magnesium tablets before. Yes, taking clay every day for a healthy lifestyle. The reason you do that is it's going to keep you detoxed of fresh toxins coming in. And just like this oil spill and the clay in the air in Louisiana settling on our crops and the livestock eating it, it's going to come to you some form of another. So when you ingest it, the clay will pull those toxins out. Some people, when they first start taking clay, when the clay begins to pull the old dried fecal matter, and the older you are, the more putrefied, hard stuff is lodged in your colon. A lot of people take colonics to get this out. And by the way, if you do take colonics, take clay before you come, and you have much better releases. Eventually, it will pull this out, and it kind of clogs up the plumbing pipes there. So they're thinking the clay is making them constipated. Clay, when wet, is slick, and it doesn't make you constipated. It's a byproduct of the process of cleansing that causes constipation. So you may need to take something else. Magnesium, we are all pretty much deficient in magnesium. Magnesium and calcium work together, but you need a little more magnesium than calcium to make the calcium bioavailable. These supplements work. It takes a great deal of understanding about calcium. I like the magnesium tablets in case I'm not eating enough fiber and vegetables. If I tend to get constipated, it's a very easy way to stay regular. Plus, I'm putting good magnesium in my body. You can buy it over the counter. And the other tip is, you know, eating healthy. be conscious of the fats that you eat. And when you do go eat and you know you're going to be eating a lot of fatty foods, drink some clay before and afterwards to absorb that excess grease and fat. I rarely eat heavy beef, and I fixed a hamburger patty the other day. When I got through, all I could taste was grease in my mouth, and I immediately went and got my clay. It was just, since I hadn't been on it, I try to eat fish and chicken, lots of vegetables, raw if possible. And vegan diets are good for you, healthy, but you have to know what you're doing, because you have to know how to supply the protein and the right nutrients. You know, it takes 8 pounds of broccoli to supply the correct amount of iron for your daily need. And you can get the same amount in 3 ounces of lean red meat. So you need to know a lot about nutrition to balance things out. But use common sense and you'll be fine. Jane in Provo, any suggestion for ovarian cysts? Again, I would do the douches and maybe a poultice over the outside, and even just drinking the clay. We have had clay dissolve internal cyst, a bladder cyst, and the kidney stones. So drinking the clay and using it, well, three ways. You can use it as a poultice over the area, and you can use it in a douche. Okay, Georgia, any testimonials about varicose vein problem? Is it better taking internally or topically? Actually, it's better to do both. You want to put a clay poultice over the vein area, wrap it in some saran wrap or glad wrap like we were talking about. Keep the wet clay on there, particularly overnight. Sometimes you can't do it in the daytime. And then start taking the clay internally, too. Julie in Ellicott City, Maryland. How much clay would you use for the pet's water and cats in particular? You know, I'd put about 1 ounce of the liquid clay in their water. You're going to have to stir it up. Most people like to take the hydrated clay, the 1-to-3 mix, and just take a teaspoon of it and mix it in their food, either the dry food or the wet food. And oddly enough, we have some pets that will, after a while, if you don't put the clay in the food, they'll just sit there and look at you and look at their food. They almost refuse to eat it if there's not clay in it. These pets really like that. Do you have clay that is colored to color skin available for purchase that would help protect skin and still look okay to leave on? Well, that's an interesting question. I hadn't thought about trying to make the clay skin colored, because when you do put it on a dry, you know, it's a great sunblock. And maybe there's a way we could make a makeup that has enough moisture in it and clay in it and natural skin color. It would be like trying to make a whole line of facial cosmetics, because everyone's skin tone is a little bit different. But it is a natural sunblock. It's just that when you put it on, it dries and it looks kind of gray, and you go around with, who wants to go around with dried clay on their face when they're out in the sun? That's a very good question. I don't know how to do that, but I'm sure it's doable. Something for us to think about in the future. Thank you for that question. Do you have clay that, okay, that's the same one I asked, just answered. It's popped up on a different place here. So let me go back to my phone board. Oops, it looks like our time is up for today. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll be having another session. Let's see, when is that? I believe it's Tuesday night at 7 p.m., June the 15th. We'll send out a notice. Thank you all for listening, for your questions, and for your interest in clay. Goodbye.